Ay, de
First of all, before we begin, all the Torah tonight, all the Chizik tonight, all the Sayers tonight should be Leila Nishmas. My Alta Zeda's Yortzeit is tonight, tomorrow. Who was Moshe ben Chaim Dov Hakoyin Zechasad Kosh Vracha? Should be Schus for his neshama. Should be a Melech Yosher for my entire mishpacha. It's Shem will be dancing together with Chis Amazim Makar of Mamish. And this week I was a little bit smarter than last week. Last week, Chaver remembers, I wrote up an entire shir, and then on my drive here, I realized what's going on in the world needs different chizik and tzoras. We switched on the fly. This week, in my learning prior to Purim, Emes, I saw something that a piece in the shir, the Pinchas, of other things that I thought, oh, this is going to be Thursday night shir. But based on the last couple days and what's going on in the world, Emperor, you'll see, based on more so what's going on in the world with the coronavirus and everything, I felt there's a different chizik that's needed. So before I wrote up this year, I switched and just came up a whole different yisod. And hopefully it's what the world needs to hear, what we need to hear, what I need to hear during these days. But first, you know, chevra, first of all, it's just to be together. This chevra that's, and I'm not, and I don't blame anybody these days. Nobody could blame anybody. Everyone has different feelings towards what's going on and who they want to be with, not want to be with. A lot of some of the chevra that comes here, you know, comes from places where they're not supposed to leave now. Whatever it might be. Some come from those places and still come. We're not, but we don't judge anybody these days. Everybody has their own feelings, their own thoughts on what's going on. And there's many, all different rabbanim that are different, saying different things. Medical experts are saying different things. Nobody, no one person is right. It's important to understand that and not to be judgmental of other people's feelings of how they want to deal with this. But it's chus that we have talmidim here, tzaddikim here, that want to learn Torah and feel that it's important to learn Torah. And feel, listen, in our community, we still have the shuls open as of now. If you haven't heard, by the time shir opens, things could change. No, it wasn't that. By the time shir is over, who knows? But as of now was, and if the shuls are still open, is no reason not to get together to learn Torah. We're not a gathering of 100 people here or anything. You know, I was just by a chasna, it was beautiful, like every chasna, gorgeous, big simcha. So it's chus to be together to learn Torah, and hopefully the chus of this Torah, magin lanu, Bez Hashem is baruch. So I have to start, before we get to really what I really want to talk about, just a little chizik. You know, I want to thank most of the chever here. First of all, almost everybody except for we have this chus to have Avira Dara straight off the plane. Mordechai, welcome. Mordechai, Ish Yehudia, Bishon Abir Hashem, Mordechai. So we have Mordechai back with us. Baruch Hashem, you came back just to be here. Yontav, Shvizoicha, that all these gzeiros that are there should be already bottled so you can get back there to Israel immediately after Yontav. But it's chus to have you here and to feel the Kedusha of Avira Dara, Mordechai. Last year, Purim, we had Purim, Mamish, all of us still feel Purim. If you don't feel Purim, you didn't do Purim. Physically, emotionally, spiritually. Mamish, you feel it. It was incredible. I want to thank all the Chevra for just making it incredible. Mamish, I don't know if everyone saw. Mamish, like, it was a Purim like no other over here. Literally just broke the house. Literally. They say you bring the house down. We literally brought the house down. Another 2-3 minutes, we would have been through the floor. The beams are all broken downstairs. It's mamish. This doesn't happen by normal people. It happens by Purim Dikei Yidden. I don't know if it happens by other Purim Dikei Yidden. I don't know. I've never heard of this before.
Swear.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know. So last year, Purim, I want to go back for a moment. You'll see where I'm going there. Last year, Purim, there was a few of the Chevra together very late. It was probably already 2-3 in the morning. And the final Torah of the night, it took me a while to share this Torah. We were singing. It's a whole story for another time. There's video on it. You could ask some of the Chevra. They shared a very simple Torah. but it's how we have to start tonight. The halacha is, and some of you might have seen this, actually it was sent out on a meaningful minute this week, the Megillah Tzarech Sirtut. And even though there are many differences between a Sefer Torah and a Megillah, if it's missing many, many words, many sentences, up to half the Megillah, as long as it's not the first, last pasuk or an entire parak, it's a Kasher Megillah. It's a Kasher Megillah, but it's a Sefer Torah. One letter is missing. It's puzzle. But one similarity is Megillah Tzarech Sirtut. Sirtut are those etched lines. Those etched lines that the oisios are written on top of, so the Megillah needs it just like a Sefer Torah needs it. So tzaddikim say, to teach us a very deep lesson, tzaddikim say, Megillah Tzarech Sirtut is to teach us, just like you need to be etched into the Megillah needs to be etched on your heart. That means that we walk away, when something's written, it could be erased. When it's etched, it becomes part and parcel. And if we had such a Mayridika Halig Purim, and it lifted us to a special place, and we felt Hashem Purim, we felt Hashem in our lives, we felt what Emes Dikah means to be a Yid, we felt what it is to rejoice with Yiddishkeit and nothing else, that has to be etched in our hearts, and we have to carry it with us. Megillah Tzarech Sirtut on the lave of every single Yid. And that was the end of last year Purim. There's another Torah that's a similar type of a Torah that I've seen. We know that Purim and Yom Kippur are always compared. Yom Kippurim. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was constantly going to the mikveh, doing Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, washing his hands and feet throughout the whole entire Avodah. But what's interesting is, right before he puts on his big day chol, right before he puts on his everyday garments, when the whole entire Avodah is finished, when he's going back into quote-unquote normal life, when he's leaving Yom Kippur, Big Day Atzmo, as we spoke about so many times during the days of El, from the Heilige Yishei Ribo, Seder Avoda, Big Day Atzmo, he did Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, he washed his hands and feet before that. Prior to coronavirus, prior, he was washing his hands and feet. But why would he have to wash his hands and feet before he's going to do Avodas Chol? So tzaddikim say here similarly, that just like it's Avodas HaKodesh to be involved and go in Kodesh Kedoshim and be Makdir Ketores Lufnai V'Lufnim, it's Avodas HaKodesh to serve the Rabbanu Shalom in our everyday lives. It's Avodas HaKodesh to daven a Meir of tonight just like our Meir of Yom Kippur. Okay, it might have looked a little different. Those of us that remember it. I'm not saying I'm included in those of us, but the bottom line is that Ma'ariv is also Chashuv and Kadosh. And therefore you have to wash your hands and feet, you have to prepare for Big Day Atzmo. And the Iker is not just Purim, but to take Purim into the year, a Ganshir Purim. And that's why this year, amazing Minog, we began. It was the first time, some of the Chevro, at about 2 o'clock in the morning, when we ended over here, we ended up in a mikveh. And I was thinking about it. Did I say it in the car? Because I know I was thinking it.
In the mikveh.
In the mikveh. Whatever it was. So I think I... Purim. What? Anyways. So we don't have napkins over here.
What?
I love you. I was thinking of it already that night. I was thinking about it that night. How incredible it was to end the night in the mikveh, because we were b'ayim b'mekayim this Torah. Last year we ended with the Torah Megillah Tzarech Sirtut, but this year we ended with the mikveh. It's b'amish this Torah that we had to prepare to take Purim into the year. To realize that Shushan Purim is also Kaddush, and today was also Kaddush. And every Jew has to understand that every day is a holy day. And every tefillah is a holy tefillah. And whether you're in Eretz Yisrael, or whether you're in the five towns, whether you're in Queens, whether you're wherever you might be, Hashem is by our side. We have to realize that. We have to know that. And take all the chizik and the sorrows of Purim with us into the year. So same before, I had Torah I wanted to share tonight, but I had to switch a little bit earlier today when I was thinking about it. Because now, to be mavd a little bit and to change directions, the MS is a very, very serious time. Whatever all of us feel about Corona, not coronavirus, if the whole Bergen County closed down all their shuls, and that you're not allowed to have and daven with a minion, Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Parah, there are those days as Parshas Parah is a Doraisa. And you're not allowed to daven with a minion this Shabbos in Bergen County, and in other Mekomos as well. They closed down the shuls. And that there are thousands of Jews still in quarantine in Isboides. But they can't go down for the minyan. And we know how many Jews missed the mitzvahs of Purim. And couldn't hear Megillah this year. How many Yidden reached out to me, couldn't hear Megillah this year. Some that were quarantined, some that were so afraid because of different reasons. And didn't have Suda this year, and didn't give Shalchmanos this year. This is real. If the yeshivas are closing down, and therefore the Torah is not being learned in the same way, and Shkoyach is very beautiful to try to go with live streams and this, but let's be real, we know it's not the same. And we know that there's a lot less Torah being learned right now. This is serious, this is real. And then all those Yidden that need refuos and the yeshuos, and those that aren't serious, in critical situations that we know we have some Yonah, anyone know? Just Yonah from Shalvim, that we know Rabbi Turetsky's father needs a big refuah. And there are many other Yidden. There are lists already. You should get their lists of Yidden who need refuahs because of the coronavirus. It's real. It's real. We like to make light a little bit because we have to, and that's our tendency on one level. And plus, we don't want to admit to take it too seriously, and we want to go on with normal lives. And we've been told to try to find that balance. But let's wake up and open up our eyes. There's something serious going on many levels and on a spiritual level. If there are Rebbeinu Shalom's taking away minyan from communities, taking away the ability to go to shul and daven, the ability to go to yeshiva and learn, this is real. This is something serious. And it might happen for a very long time. In Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael as well. The yeshivas are all closed down now. In Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the yeshivas are all closed down. In Eretz Yisrael, many rebbes didn't have permtish this year. It's real. So we have to ask ourselves, what's our avodah in this all? Last week we spoke about one avodah of the Chevra members, about trying to work on our achdus v'reis, because obviously Hashem's ripping that away from us. But I wanted tonight to talk about something else that I believe. Again, I'm not here to. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. I'm manoicha for ve'efer. So I'm not. When I say what I say tonight, this is not meant to be the reason why this is happening. I have no idea, not the slightest idea, why this is happening. Why I dealt all day long with various chassanim who are supposed to get married. One of them got married tonight in the end. Baruch Hashem is a beautiful simcha. But three other chassanim that are supposed to get married on Sunday, and the weddings are still on as of now, but dealing in a very serious way with many of the people that were supposed to be there not be able to come. And that's not your whole life. You have one chassana. This is not easy for a chassan, for a kala. The dreams of your chassana, and none of your close friends are going to be there. None of your siblings are going to be there. Real stuff. Real stuff. I had many people crying on my shoulders today. So I'm not saying, what I'm about to learn and what we're about to learn about is not, I don't want anyone to quote, oh, Rabbi Cohen said this is why coronavirus, I have no idea why it's happening. None of us do. Anyone tries to say shtuyot, none of us know. Rabbos machshav ezushav asas Hashem yisakum. But our avodah is still to do cheshbon ha-nefesh and look in and try to take out a chizik and something we should be working on, and maybe something we could understand that's our, not the reason necessarily we know why it's happening, but an avodah that we should do to try to be metakein, so that it should be in that schus that this should come to Yeshua and end. So this is what I believe, based on what's happening, and based on this week's parsha, and just ideas that Rabban Shimon brought to me of what the avodah of Yidden is right now. Because the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Lachavracha, always taught us you have to live with the parsha. Maybe we should go afterward and just have Tillum Adoyel tonight. You know what, whoever's in, we're going to have Tillum Adoyel tonight. I'm going tonight to daven Tillum Adoyel tonight straight. We're going to go, usually we learn here, it's up to the Chevra. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. For you it's good, it's on the way for the Queens. We're going to stop, just, no, we don't have to go a long time. Whoever's in, for you it's also a few minutes from North Woodmere, you're good. Whoever's in, we're going to Tillum Adoyel tonight. We have to daven for Klal Yisrael. So Lubavitch Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Lachavracha told us you have to live with the parasha. So what does it mean you have to live with the parasha? You have to look into this week's parasha to understand what's our chizuk, what's our soros for these days. So I'll tell you what I believe. We all know parashas Kisisa is Chei Te'egel. Chei Te'egel. And all the mafarshim try to understand Chei Te'egel. How could it be? Klal Yisrael. The Dor Dea. Imagine if you were the one that saw 10 Makos. You saw ice and fire falling from the sky. I ate fire throughout Purim, but that's eating fire is not fire and ice together. Exactly. Good. So. So what's Pshat? The Dor that saw Kriyas Yamsuf, saw the splitting of the sea. Then just a few days later, could make an egel and serve a golden calf. How could it be? So many explain the same Yisod. I'm about to say many Mepharshim explain. I'm sure you've learned this before, but we're going to adapt it. And that is that Klal Yisrael at that moment, Klal Yisrael at that moment weren't, God forbid, immediately they went from God to let's serve an inanimate object, a golden calf. You can't fall that low that quickly. But what happened? They, their whole lives, had an intermediary helping them connect to Hashem. They had a Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was their leader. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was talking to God and giving a message from God and back. And that was their deepest kesher to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They had someone to help them, a kesher to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They thought, through their miscalculation, that Moshe Rabbeinu was gone. Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim. He was supposed to be back on the day that they thought, and he's gone. They mamish couldn't handle it. They had such pachad. They're going to lose their connection, their emtsoi, their medium to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So they created a golden calf, not to serve the golden calf as a god, but as an intermediary, that they'd have a physical object to be able to transmit through that their connection to God. Because that was the god in Egypt somewhat, so they thought it does have some power, whatever it was. We're not going to get into the depth of why a golden calf, but ultimately it was going to be an intermediary. That's what they felt. Which again, was still osser, was still a terrible sin. We're still suffering from it until today. That being said, we could understand it a little bit more. The mindset. That's what Chet Egel was. Who were the ones that didn't partake in Chet Egel? The Vayomer, the women. The Nashim Tzikanios. The Nashim Tzikanios understood and understand until today. And listen, Chevra, I want you to hear this. That they know they have a personal relationship with Hashem. They don't need the intermediary. They don't need the medium. We don't need Vatid helps to have a Rebbe, helps to have a yeshiva, helps to have a shul, helps to have, but ultimately even without it, I could talk to Hashem. I don't need, quote unquote, that medium. They understood that. So they didn't partake. That explains as well, I think, Lanias Daiti, because it's very hard. The Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says that how are they rewarded? They're rewarded with Rosh Chodesh. What's the kesher? What's the midah? Can I get midah? They're rewarded Rosh Chodesh. What does Rosh Chodesh have anything to do? What is Rosh Chodesh? Shoot, what is Rosh Chodesh? have anything to do with not partaking in the Egel? I always thought as follows. What is the Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh was any two Jews could see the moon and be Mekadesh the Chodesh, basically. Meaning, I have a chelik. I don't need... Any simple Jew could change the world and determine when Yontif is going to be. Me, myself. I have a personal kesher to Yiddishkeit in a very real way. The women understood that and didn't partake in the Egel. They're given the Yontif of Rosh Chodesh in a special way. However, I think there's no bigger lesson for these days. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling them these days, many Jews, you can't go to shul, you can't go to shiurim, you can't go to yeshiva. You're home, alone, in seclusion. How many Yidden this Shabbos are davening b'yichidus? Hundreds, thousands. What are those tefillahs going to be like? Are those tefillahs going to be still ma'amkas alev with kavana? Or are those tefillahs going to be once I'm home? Yeah, a 10-minute shacharis, a 10-minute musaf, call a day, let's make kiddush. The avodah of every yid during these days, I believe, is to understand it's not about avodah, there's no question. Yeshivas and my yeshiva that I'm in helps me get closer to Hashem and creates an environment. And the shul that I go to on Shabbos or during the week helps me get closer to Hashem and creates an environment. And there's a koyach hatzibur that helps. But in the end of the day, I have to be able to look in the mirror and say, I'm an Eved Hashem, I'm a Ber Shemayim. I don't need it, I want it, it helps me, but when I don't have it, I'm going to daven with the same kavanah, maybe more. I'm going to learn the same hours. Oh, because why you closed down, I shouldn't be putting in the same whatever hours they would be, maybe more. Now I don't have my secular studies classes. Why am I not learning more? But how many guys could say, since why you closed down, we put in more hours of learning? I have more time, why shouldn't I? Oh, I don't have my chavrusa. I never heard that you're not allowed to learn with Svaram without a chavrusa. No one ever told me that. I'm sorry. No one ever told me you're not allowed to learn without shir. I haven't attended a shir in a daily shir. I haven't attended a daily shir in 20 years. You think I don't learn anymore? I haven't had a daily chavrusa in I don't know how many years. I have chavrusas of Baruch Hashem, one of my, he did nafshi, binyam Moshe Sharf, I learn with twice a week. And I have a few chavrusas here, but most of my learning, just based on my schedule, has to be by myself. So you were put in that predicament. And could be over the next few days, the next few weeks, we all will be. And by the way, Bein Hazmanim's coming. Some of us are on Bein Hazmanim. So it's time to learn more. In a different way, maybe. And if we can't even go to a yeshiva in your own house, you can't learn, and you can't daven with kavanah if you're not with a minyan. That's the true test. Is if you're a Baal Yerushalayim, if you're Ben Torah, you're one with Hashem. This is the test of our door right now. Hashem's trying to show each and every one of us to look in a mirror and know where you really are holding. Again, I'm not saying it doesn't. Oh, so why should we ever, Rebbe? Why should I ever go to yeshiva? No. Of course it helps. And it's mechazik you. And if you have it, it's not that you shouldn't use it. But when you don't have it, it doesn't mean that I immediately fall. I have a neshama, I have a lev, I have a secha, I have the ability to learn to daven, to be close to Hashem wherever I am. Let me tell you something. There was a yid who was here on Purim. I'm going to tell you a story nobody will know what I'm talking about because there were about 500 yid in here in Purim throughout the day. So nobody's going to know what I'm talking about. I'm not giving any more details about who or what. There was a yid who was here on Purim. There was a yid who was here in Purim. You have to chesbon tell him, but I really don't think anyone will know what I'm talking about except for the people who know, which are nobody here. But there was a yid who was here in Purim who a week before I got a call from someone telling me this yid is in jail and was supposed to be in jail for 4 months. I don't want to give any details why. It doesn't matter. That's a week ago I hear this yid, and I've been davening for the person and doing what helping in a particular way to give chizik, to give someone else etza how that could help perhaps. He shows up here in Perm. He's supposed to, again, a week ago he's in jail for 4 months. He shows up here in Perm. Now again, I guess if any day he's going to show up here, it's going to be Purim. That we understand. But telling you a true story. And he starts telling me how in jail they didn't let him have a yarmulke. Again, I don't know why this is true. I have to find out the real details of Purim. I don't remember every detail. I have to talk to him more. But it was that they wouldn't let him have a yarmulke. But he wanted to daven. So what do? He put a towel over his head. And wearing a towel over his head, he davened to Hashem. And he davened, he was there one Shabbos. He Kabbal Shabbos, singing to Hashem. He had no svarim, nothing, no, just Baal Peh, what he remembered, what he could, with a towel over his head. And they wouldn't give him kosher food. They didn't get him kosher food. So for the whole week, all that he ate for 8 days was bread and water. Sounds crazy, but telling you the truth, this is what he told me. Bread and water. But he was, one of his jobs was to give out the food to everybody. To go around to give out the food to the inmates. They make the inmates work. It's one of his jobs. Besides for mopping and sweeping and you telling me. And Lel Shabbos? The ones who give out the food, they're given, if there's extra food, they get the food. And he gives out the food Lel Shabbos. There was an extra kosher meal. Again, they didn't order for him. Why not? I don't understand details. I didn't get into it again. But there was one extra meal. So all week long, all that he had was bread and water. But Lel Shabbos, Hashem brought him a cup of grape juice. He was able to make Kiddush. And able to have challah. And make hamotzi. And he's telling me this, crying to me, I promise you. That's a yid in jail. There's no minyan. There's no yeshiva. There's no yarmulke. There's no svarim. And he's with Hashem. And he's with Hashem. And maybe that's our test. And that's what Hashem wants to see from us. He wants to see, are you real? Are you for real? Do you really have it? You really connected to me? It's not dependent on yeshiva or shul or tzibur. It's you and me. You got it? Show it to me. You're not in no seder, nothing. Show me your learning. Show me your davening. Show me you're real. Are we really in a kesher here? Are we really in a relationship here? What, you can only one day be close to your wife on your wedding night? You can only be close to your wife on your anniversary? Not going to take her out stam once in a while? Not going to want to spend time with her daily? People you love? It's not dependent on any time or place. You have a good time with your wife only on your vacation? I'm your Eibishter. You love me? Are we one? Show it to me. Let's step up. That's what these days are for. That's what I believe. And that's showing I'm not a Yidus, Chet Egel. Chet Egel says, I need intermediaries. Chet Egel says, I need something to help me in between. I need yeshiva. I need the tzibur. I need the shul. I need it. Now it's time for us to be like the Nashim Tzikanios. Time for us to say, I'm with Hashem. Hashem's everywhere. You know that song? Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem's truly everywhere. You used to sing that on Purim. Did we do
it in Stichin last night?
Did we sing it here? We didn't sing it this year. Okay, good. Baruch Hashem, Shisha Purim. They sing it in Stichin. We used to sing this here. Many years we sang it here at Purim. Now that time. To live that. There's a very famous story. Thinking of the jail story. There's a very famous story. I'm sure I've said it here before. Some of the chevrus heard it. But stories, again, we can repeat. The Rebbe Reb Melech and the Rebbe Reb Zusha's brother, they were thrown in jail. They're thrown in jail. One day, Reb Zusha, he sees Reb Melech sitting crying in the jail cell. He says, why are you crying? They had a bucket in the corner for waste to use. And it already smelled and it was there. And he's crying that he couldn't daven mincha. Because the halacha is you can't daven near there. And he's crying. So Rabbi Reb Zusha came to Reb Melech. This is my brother, my holy brother. The same Rabbeinu Shalom that says you have a chiyuv to daven mincha, same Rabbeinu Shalom that's telling you now, he put us in this situation, and our chiyuv is not to be besimcha. Not to daven mincha. We have to be besimcha. Our avoid is to be makabel besimcha. And wherever Hashem puts me, I'm going to be close to Him. And my avodah now is not to daven. Let's be besimcha about it. And the two of them, Rav Melech was makabel, and the two of them start dancing in the jail cell. They're dancing and saying, they're dancing that they're besimcha, that they have the waste can in the jail cell. And some of the chvesnesh, the goyim, they see this, they say, what's going on? And one of them goes, well, they're dancing because the waste can's there. So they said, the yidden, they don't want them to be happy. So one of the goyim said, okay, we'll get rid of it. They go in, they get rid of the waste can, and the two of them could have a mincha. Kachave. Our avoid is whatever situation we're in, to be close to Hashem, and be mekabel besimcha. And if we're put in this baididus, and we're put alone in quarantine for 2 weeks, I'm not alone, the Ribbono Shel Olam with me for 2 weeks. And we have in houses with Svarim, and houses with Sidorim, and we have these days, with all the terrible, you know, with technology, but now maybe Baruch Hashem, technology is there to help us, to learn Torah, to connect, and learn Bechavrusa in such ways, if we need to, whatever it is. But I'm going to make it happen. I'm not dependent on needing shir, and needing yeshiva, and needing shul. I have the Ebishter. That's my avoda these days. Maybe that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to see from us. That's as well. I want to, especially, because we, by the way, I know it happened already in Bergen County. We could, mamish, by tonight or by tomorrow morning, we could wake up and have the same letter in this community. And if there are Rabbonim in our community, which, by the way, on this issue, almost 100%, a few don't like to be part of like letters in these type of minyanim, they have their own cheshbonos. I'm not tying on anyone, I'm not saying anything. But if you look at the list of Rabbanim, it's from the most quote-unquote modern to the most from. It's not for anyone, and I'm not naming names, but I'm Eben Yavin, you know what I'm talking about, right? It's not, we're all ba'achdus. Even one of the local rabbis, who very much for days already has been speaking Eish Lahava, trust me, I know this personally, I'm not going to explain why after Shir, I'll explain why when it's not recorded. But Lamaisa, speaking Eish Lahava, that he's wanted, one of the local rabbis, who's one of the bigger rabbis in the community, and a strong-minded individual, Eish Lahava, for days that he wanted to close down the community like they've done in Bergen County already. He feels that's the right thing to do. I'm not saying my opinion, I'm just saying what his opinion is. He feels for days already he wanted to, but beauty, I'll tell you that, Nivas Baruch Shem of him. At the same time, he says, we're doing it together, and the other rabbis don't agree, and I'm totally going to be mevatel myself to the klal. And he's not doing it in his shul differently than the rest of the tzibur. And it's going to be a joint effort in our community. But we could wake up and they'll say this Shabbos, we shouldn't go. I don't know, I hope it doesn't happen. I can't imagine not going to shul. But again, if that happens, then it would be aser to go. It's wrong to go keneged the klal and what the rabbanim of our community say. It would be aser to do. If in Bergen County you make a house minion, it's aser. It's mamish aser. It's not what David Shter wants. It's a mitzvah bav avera. If the Rabbanon and the Klal come and say that you can't have, we have to be mekabel b'ava and daven b'yichidus with that tancing like a Rav Zusha Rav Melech, like that yid with the towel over his head. That's what we'd have to do. See, Baruch Hashem, they don't write in the letter you can't go to the mikvah because they don't even not machshav such things. So that won't be in any letters. We'll still be able to go out to the mikvah first and go home and daven b'yichidus. So don't worry about it. But anyways, l'maisa. If that's what happens, if that's what this could happen for the Shabbos. So let me tell you a chizik that I want to give to everybody here, and for those of you who already need it. There's a Mishnah in Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yagimel in this copy. Reb Shimon Omer, Havei Zoyer B'Kriya Shema B'Tfila. You have to be careful in your davening, and your Kriya Shema, and your Shemon Esrei. U'kshatel Mispalal Altas Tfilas Keva. When you daven, don't make it a kevadik of tefillah. What does a kevadik of tefillah mean? It doesn't mean permanent, like we shouldn't daven every day. It means that it shouldn't be like permanency where it's rote and mechanical and not with hislavas, not with passion. El rachimim zachanunim. It should be with pleas and mercy and lifnei amakum. Kichan rachim hu erchapayim. And then the Mishnah ends after telling us about our tefillah should be so chashiv. And by the way, a very strange line at the end, on the surface of me, it seems to have nothing to do with the beginning of the Mishnah. Va'al te rasha b'fnei atzmacha. Don't be a rasha by yourself. What is that? What's that to do with the beginning of the Mishnah? What's that to do with anything? So first I want to give you pshat and Ruch Chaim, and then we're going to add something new. Ruch Chaim V'lajiner says, what's it mean, va'al te rasha b'fnei atzmacha? What's that to do with tefillah? Listen, chevra. Because this might be, we might all need this. We all need this at times. We might all need this for an elongated time, and some you didn't do already. Ratzalomar,
Shelo tispalo b'yichidus b'fnei atzmacha. Don't daven b'yichidus by yourself. In general, you shouldn't daven. Again, if you have to, because that's what the din is. Well, we've spoken before, once in a while, it might be a good thing to do, but that's rare. I'm not going to get into that whole Torah right now. But in general, you should always daven the minyan. Why? And this is what it means. I'll tell Rasha b'natzmacha. If you daven b'yichidus, you're going to end up being a Rasha. And that's how it's connected to the beginning of the Mishnah. It talks about tefillah. Why? Kim tisvalo b'yichidus, if you daven alone. Yachal lios shetia nikra Rasha chas v'shalom. God forbid you could be called a Rasha. Ki atfila b'yachid, when you daven b'yachid, sarach kavana yisera ube'ema v'yira u'mesiras nefesh. You have to have tremendous kavana if you daven b'yachidus. Kavana yisera, eman yira, awe, fear. Mesiras, you have to daven mesiras nefesh. With self-sacrifice, you have to daven mamash, giving your all. Vimlav, when you're by yourself, if you daven b'yichidus, you don't give that all. Nidchis l'var, it's pushed to the side. Rav Chaim Volozhin says, "V'zeh ein amatzav b'avanaseinu Rabbi b'zmanenu." In his days, hundreds of years ago, he said people don't have the koyach to daven in such a way. So you're probably going to be a Rasha. Imagine what he'd say in our day. But if you daven b'tzibur even without so much kavana, it's accepted because it's part of the tzibur. So what's Rav Chaim Volozhin say? What's Alte Rasha b'atzmacha mean? It means don't be a Rasha by daven b'yichidus. Because if you daven b'yichidus, the only time you feel the makabel, if it's a tremendous kavana, ema, yir, m'sir snefesh. And then it's kihilu, you didn't even daven, so you're a Rasha. You're someone who doesn't even daven. So what's the chizik to each and every one of us sitting here? If we do end up needing to daven b'yichidus, if we're put in that situation, those yidden already have been. Better make sure to daven with tremendous kavana. You don't have koach hatzibur. Our tefillah should be like no tefillah we've davened before. Realize you don't have the koach hatzibur anymore. I have to daven with kavana. I have to daven with tremendous, tremendous kavana. That's one understanding. But I want to say as well, and maybe this is the second yisod. The first yisod we said of a corona for now, the avoda of being one with Hashem without the medium. This is something else, and they go hand in hand what I'm about to say. How many yidden b'chitzonius on the outside act in a particular way, and they have their tzitzis out, and they have their hat, and the chvesdis, they're showing up when it's yeshiva, they're showing up to Sidorim, and they're asking big kashas and shir. And behind closed doors are different people, lo aleinu. And behind closed doors are looking at things they shouldn't be looking at, and talking in ways they shouldn't be talking. And every one of us has to ask ourselves, who are we behind closed doors? How do we daven behind closed doors? How do we learn behind closed doors? What do we look at behind closed doors? Maybe if Hashem is sending us all into seclusion, slowly, is to look in the mirror and say, who am I behind closed doors? It's the same, it's not just without the intermediary, but let's be real, be honest. Maybe that's our avoda these days as well. You know, the Heiliger Ramchal, there's a letter from the Ramchal. I'll read you just a translation from my Rebbe Rav Blachman, my Talmud Yair Elisha, Jordan Ginsburg, shared this with me this morning. First of all, Ramchal, you should just know the Ramchal, in 1552, there was a Magefa, and he lost his grandmother, he lost his mother, he lost his wife. He went through Magefas. In fact, in 1556, he went through a Magefa, and it was Purim time. And he was quarantined with his whole community out of Krakow. He was quarantined. What's going on over here? It's Purim. He was quarantined, and they had no mitzvah sayom. So he spent the whole day Purim learning Megillas Esther. He couldn't do Shachmanot on the Yom. He learned Megillas Esther and wrote a whole pirish on it. As a replacement for the mitzvah Zayom. The Rama, what did I say? No, the Ramchal, not the Ramchal. What? No, the Rama, thank you. The Rama, what did I say, the Ramchal? The letters from the Ramchal. These were all stories of the Rama, thank you. The stories were of the Rama. The Ramchal lived in the 1700s. The Rama was the one who lost his mother, grandmother, and wife, or the Rama, because I'm going to read you a letter of the Ramchal. That's how the Ramah did with his quarantine. He wrote a sefer on Purim. But listen from the Ramchal. He was asked a question. Hashem punishes us. Hashem gives us galus. What is this all about? Where's the Mida Keneged Mida? What's going on to put us into galus? Especially when it prevents us fulfilling mitzvahs. There are times in the history where Jews couldn't do mitzvahs. Look at the Spanish Inquisition. Look at the Cantonists. The Holocaust. Look at today where shuls are being closed, where Yidden couldn't do Purim. So listen to what he said. He said there were times when the Jews on the outside looked like they were serving Hashem well. They kept kashrus, they went to shul, but inside they were assimilated. Inside and inside closed doors and inside their hearts, they were nothing. They had no haslavas in their Yiddishkeit. And the moment they were behind closed doors, they were different people. It was all external. So what do we need? Hashem puts us into situations where nothing could be external. And we're forced to be internal. And we're forced to be in pnimius situations to see who we really are. And to work on ourselves in such a way. This is what the Ramchal said many, many years ago. Each and every one of us has to wake up and be honest. As that's what's going on in our door. That's what's going on now. That we're living in a time that's very, very scary. And it's very, very real. We like to joke about it and we see jokes about it because that's the human nature. But ultimately, it's very serious. It's very serious on a physical level. It's very serious on a spiritual level. Our avodah is to take it seriously and do what we can do. And I believe these are the messages. To realize I need to be close to Hashem without any intermediary. I need to learn more. I need to daven more. If I'm in those yichid situations, I have to daven with a tremendous kavana. I'll take a rush up in my atzmacha. And I have to realize my avodah is to make my pnimius and my chitzonius one. That's why maybe this is all happening right about Purim. We know that's the whole avodah of Purim. That's the Zion v'yatzasod. That my pnimius and my chitzonius should be one. That my outside and my inside should be one. We've said many times, the word for face is facade, is from the Latin word facade. It's all fake. So many people on the outside are fake. They put on a show. Face with a hard C is fake. Our avodah is to be our face in Hebrew is panim. Panim is minoshem mipnim. That our inside and outside should be one. So now we're forced, many of us, to work on our inside. To work on what's real. To be a Yid who's not going to sin again by Chet Egel, saying, oh, I need the intermediary to be close to Hashem. And maybe if we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chadri Chadarim, we're Kodesh Kadashim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow us to go right back into the Kodesh Kadashim B'chadri Chadarim. And use this, we're all talking about it, and we're hoping, and their gematria is being thrown around, but hopefully it'll be very real. That they're just here to prepare us, like my father said so beautifully. My father said, Avi Meiri, my father is so in tune to the kahuna and the halachos of the kahuna and so yearning to serve in Beis HaMikdash. And my father said, you know, in the times of Beis HaMikdash, there are halachos that we're not used to, of tumah and tahara, and being cognizant of what we touch and who we touch, and washing our hands constantly before we eat in different ways with truman. Hashem brought us this to sensitize us, to prepare us for that time again, when these are the ways we're going to have to conduct ourselves. But the way to bring that Mashiach is not just by sitting back and hoping. It's by doing our part. And our part means I'm going to step up to the plate and be the Kaddish Dikki Yid in this situation that I know I can be and want to be. And walk out of it a different person, not just b'chitzonius, but p'nimius, to Zoyche, to the Gula Shleimoth, Mashiach Chakena, b'meher b'yameh.